it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. And we are basically letting you take over the show today. Call in if you have any opinions on yesterday's game. I'm sure you do. 404-726-0929. We will get to college football in a minute. But I want to go out to North Atlanta. Danny has hung on the line to give us his thoughts on yesterday's Falcons game. Danny, what's going on?
Well, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm 67 years old. Before you all were even born, I was 9 years old. It was 1969. And the Falcons needed a kick from Bill Bell to beat the Rams, and they missed a 10-yard field goal. So all those memories come back. And guys, I mean, that was a heavyweight fight yesterday. Tampa Bay's got a very good football team. They made plays. We made plays. But how many more games is Coug going to lose before a move is made? Craig, he hit a 57-yard in the preseason. I mean, why did they even bring him in anyway? And I can't watch anymore until Coug is gone. I'm sorry. Can't do it. Have a good day.
I will say this. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thanks, Danny.
Look, here's the issue. We all watched Lenny Krieg during training camp practices, and it wasn't good. All right, so I know that a lot of people focused on that 57-yarder. That was fine. He also missed like a 50-yarder in that game, and we watched him during training camp practices. Not good. There were days when he was like 2 of 5. So don't go back and say, why didn't Krieg win the battle? Dude, it wasn't even close. Like, at no point was that a close position battle in the way that was, you know, approached. So I think we can stop right there with the Lenny Krieg talk. I think it has to be addressed for sure, but that's not the answer for me.
No, we do have a lot of tweets coming in with a lot of opinions on the Coug situation. T. Tobias 23 said, Coug, yes, an issue. I listen to Mike Johnson every time he talks about our offensive run scheme.
There you go.
We have no gap, trap, or power scheme. OC is stuck on wide zone. He calls plays on Hope Algiers or Bijan breaks a run. Enough is enough. Figure it out.
And thank you for listening to that, sir, Mr. Tobias. I completely agree with half of this. Now, wide zone is not run on Hope. It has multiple thousand-yard rushers in this Atlanta offense. It works, but it does work a lot between the 20s. I will say, it's not so much the fact that we don't pull guards. I'm kind of getting over that, although we pulled Bergeron on a play to the left where Bijan lost 3 yards yesterday, so I'm going to like kind of hang my hat off of that one. The problem is when you run wide zone, you have to build in some sort. We have no misdirection in our run game. Like, that's one of my big sticking points right now is there is no misdirection. There's no mystery where the ball's going. There's no, like, hey, this might go to the A-gap or it might – you know, counter steps out of the running back. There's no orbit motion going behind him when we run the ball. We run duo, which is a gap scheme. There's just no pullers. We run duo yesterday. It wasn't very good. And we run wide zone. And, look, they were geared up to stop the run. If you go back and watch the tape, and I'm watching it right now, five-man fronts, you know, covering all offensive linemen, things like that. That's why we're able to throw the ball at times. So, yeah, I mean, look, it's frustrating to watch, and I'm with you, Tobias. I think there needs to be more ingenuity, more imagination with the run game. But you're not just building that in on Hope. You know, that is a fine-tuned run scheme for the most part, and that's what you do. That's what you were built around.
Yeah, it's like Chris Lindstrom told you and Dylan in training camp. We do what we're good at.
Yep.
We do what suits us the best, and some of that was mentioned – I don't think you want to see Hope in a prayer. That's what you're going to get when you mix that in, because it's not what they're good at. And I mean, look, Lindstrom had an assignment yesterday on 4th and short to go against Vita Vea. It didn't work out well.
Nope.
I'm not saying it's fair to Lindstrom, but that was the thing. You want to do some of those things you're talking about. You're going to get more of that, and you're going to find out that they're running the scheme that is fit best for how they're built.
Yeah.
You know, I think everybody wants to crap on the right tackle, the number 76 that we have here we've had here for years, and Caleb McGarry about how he's not this and that. You sure as hell missed him yesterday, didn't you? Because I'm not saying Wilkinson played bad, but you're a better running team when Caleb McGarry's on the field. That's just how it is.
No doubt.
And you missed him yesterday in the run game. But that's also a team that you don't run the ball very well against anyways.
Keep those opinions coming on Twitter at 929-MORNINGSHIFT or X, if you're one of those that call it that, at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. We'll also take your calls throughout the show today as well, 404-726-0929. Let's get to some college football headlines real quick. Georgia beat Austin Peay 28-6. It was a slow start, y'all. Did you get a chance to watch this game?
A prototypical second weekend, rainy, you know, kind of muggy afternoon, whatever it may be. Just, I know a lot of people are frustrated, Georgia fans watching it. Look, you got a dub. You sit relatively healthy, but I know there was a big injury, but it is what it is. Just take it and walk away from it. It's just how I feel about it.
I think it's hard, too, in those games when you have a delay like that.
For sure.
I don't know how. I know how, but like you go watch or go back and review what happened with the Eagles-Cowboys game. They didn't score a point in the second half, and they had a delay in the second half? And it just throws everything off this early. If you're taking anything away from that game, then you're better than me, I guess.
Georgia Tech beat Gardner-Webb 59-12. Hey, they're on their way to that 10-win season.
Only eight more to go.
Some Georgia Tech votes in the AP polls starting to pop up. So
look,
let's go.
Clemson came back and handled things, but I believe that's their next game. Georgia Tech's next game is Clemson. So you look at it now, you're 2-0, and you've got probably the biggest game of the, you know, this. So there, yeah, they play Clemson the 13th, which is Saturday. So that's the biggest game of the year, really. If you want to look at it right now, that game could mean everything for Georgia Tech season.
USF beats number 13 Florida in Gainesville, 18-16.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Probably a good thing.
No, I watched it.
Okay.
In fact, I watched it. I watched the end at Casino Night. As I'm in the middle of a conversation, someone's like, "Is everything all right?" I'm like, "No, I just loss." Florida looked horrific offensively. I mean, absolutely horrific. They looked out of sync. They couldn't get anything going. And when they did, they had penalties. And then you have a moronic move by a defensive player on the final drive for USF to beat you, where you have a player spitting on another player.
That was such a bad spit.
That's why you people who wanted to give Jalen Carter a pass about not a big deal, Dak spit on the ground first. See, that's what happens is now, and I'm not blaming Jalen Carter, but when younger players see pros do something, they mimic it. Do you think it's any coincidence we had two spitting incidents in less than 2 days?
Right.
I hope it's a coincidence. It's a trend that has to stop, no doubt.
Well, Bill Belichick got his first win as UNC's head coach and confirmed Patriots are, yes, banned from North Carolina's facility. Now, I did look at the presser to see if there were balloons. No. But they were away. So I'm curious the next time they're home if those balloons are back.
I did see somebody tweet out and said, shout out to Jordan Sorority for putting together the balloon last weekend. I love it, man. It's good stuff.
And number 18, Oklahoma beat number 15, Michigan at home 24-13.
Woo, buddy. That you got to get that cleaned up if you're Michigan, man. Rough stuff right there. Rough stuff.
Yeah, that's kind of how I thought it would play out. Good for John Mateer, by the way.
Ding.
Happy for him. Happy for Brent Venables, really.
Yep.
I don't really care about OU fans for the most part, but I like those two guys a lot. So I'm good. I mean, I'm glad that Michigan came down to Norman and went home with their cheating hearts upset.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about some sounds that are absolutely burned in your mind.
You know, Dylan, there's a fine jar for being premature.
Well, I would have just gone ahead and spoke, but because the whole point of this segment today is about sounds that are burned in your mind, I was like, the intro has to play. There we go. This is a sound that is burned in your mind. Football is back. This is the Fox NFL theme. We are so excited to hear this every weekend.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
So this is our example of a sound that's burned in your mind.
All right.
I have sent Dylan a few more, and I want to see who can guess them first. Your name is your buzzer, as
Oh, this, okay,
always.
Hang on. Let me get set for this. I didn't know where name is the buzzer. Okay, here we go.
All right. Here we go. Number seven, Dylan.
Bo. Mike.
Bo.
Jurassic Park.
There you go.
Good stuff. I watch this all the time.
This is going to go so fast. All right, let's move on to number six.
Mike.
Bo.
Mike got that one.
Fox Studios. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, technically, I'll give it to you. It's 20th Century Fox.
Okay, I was going to say.
I don't think that should count.
I was like, it's not Fox Studios, but I'm right there because I can see the emblem rotating on screen with the big spotlights.
All right, again, these are sounds that are absolutely burned in your mind. Let's go with number five, Dylan.
Bo.
Mike.
Bo.
Game of Thrones.
You both watched this, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
See, I didn't even watch this, and I know this.
This song played us off of our, once we kissed the bride,
no.
It played us out the aisle.
Really?
Yeah, we had a little... four-piece little string quartet thing kind of going on.
Did you have a sword?
No. We weren't that dorky, but yeah, we were close.
Let's go with good number stuff. Four, Dylan.
Mike, SportsCenter.
There you go.
There you go.
Easy enough.
That's such a classic one, man.
Right.
Golly, that's nostalgic to hear that. And I know that Rich Eisen did that like last week or 2 weeks ago. That's the sound of my childhood right there, my friends.
I never
the
sound
hear of my childhood.
If I could ever, if I never have to hear him do another game, play-by-play.
He can be rough. Ugh. He can be rough, man. He's a little dry.
Let's see if you guys can get number three.
Mike.
Mike.
Indiana Jones?
No. I see where you're going, though.
I know this. Bo. It's Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Oh.
Indiana Jones.
Dude, I heard it in there for a second. Then it didn't make sense.
Same time frame, though. Same
I have only I've only seen bits and pieces of Back to the Future.
Oh, it's great. You'd yeah. like. You'd actually like it.
I think I would.
I think you could probably watch it with the kiddos, too.
Oh,
think
for so? Sure. Mm-hmm.
They watched
for
Jumanji
sure.
last week. They were
yeah, then
fired
you can
up.
Watch. You can watch Back to the Future.
All right. I will be super impressed if one of you gets number two.
Oh, yeah.
You know it. Dun, 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 dun. But what is it?
I definitely know that.
Yeah. What is it? You had to have cable. Or I guess, you know, you had to pay for extra.
I was going
to
say, it's not HBO, though. Is it HBO?
It's HBO.
Yeah.
It is HBO.
All I can think about is HBO with the little white noise screen, you know, and then the
TV
clicks off, but that's at the end, I guess.
Yeah.
That's all a good right. one, though. That's a one good one.
One cupcake to finish it all.
Bo.
Mike.
You both can just
Bo.
Say it.
Jeopardy. I got it first, though.
Boy, that one is ingrained in your mind, though.
Isn't it amazing? You can't remember what you walked in this room for, but you can remember all of that.
I know. Good stuff.
Congratulations, man. Both of you. I hope that put you in a good mood
nostalgic.
This morning.
Nostalgic. I
it's
love
powerful.
It.
Coming up, yes, we're going to talk about that Falcons game. What did Raheem have to say? You'll hear that. And we're also taking your calls, 404-726-0929. Let us know your thoughts. You can also tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. That's coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.